Lesson 4, Segment 4. We're now going to explore the third question that completes the envision process. Who am I listening to? Exploring this question and its impact on us is divided into two parts. Challengers, which we're going to explore here in Lesson 4, and the real juicy fun one, allies, which we'll explore in Lesson 5. When I introduced you to the Chatterbox exercise, you connected to the idea that we all have running narratives, voices that chatter away that we hear and listen to all day long. And if we listen, likely we'll hear our own voice that chatters. Sometimes a benign voice that talks without purpose other than to keep the mind active. But what about the negative chatter that's rooted in sabotaging stories? Have you ever had that happen to you? Do you have a voice inside you that says you're not perfect, or you're fat, or you need to control things, you're not educated enough to succeed, you won't make it, you'll always have financial troubles, etc.? And do you have a voice inside within you that can reduce you to panic and fear when you get triggered by something? Do you know a familiar voice within you that is unsupportive of your positive affirmations and choices, tricking you to fall backwards into old ideas and choices? Well, it's happened to me. Well, let me ask you, have you ever had a client that struggles, for example, with codependence or enmeshment? Do you work with a people pleaser or an approval seeker? Someone who has low self-worth? Someone who constantly compares herself with others and always finding herself lacking? And what about the client who struggles with the concept of not good enough? They come to you for coaching. They have big plans that never get off the ground. You might not know that their father was highly critical and their mother was an alcoholic and absent emotionally. In your coach-client dialogue, that information may never have been shared. But what stories do you think that person hears in their mental chatter? What voice do they listen to that tells them they won't succeed if they're not perfect, for example? And how effective can you be as a coach if you have no way to shift the story without digging deep into it, without the danger of re-anchoring it in the retelling? We all, at some point in our lives, have experiences that tell us we're not whole, that we're unworthy or worse, unlovable, that are like living things that are rooted in shame and fear. We can develop traits and coping mechanisms that serve to remind us of the original experience. We learn and mimic traits of our parents that may be self-sabotaging and challenging to our best selves also. And this challenging aspect is the wounded ego, the fractured self that we disown and repress. And Carl Jung referred to this disowned self as the shadow. So what is this wounded self that speaks to us in our own voice that tells us we should be afraid of failure or success? What if we had a way to personify that voice, get distance from it, see it for what it is, bring it into the light, and recognize that it's only a small part of us that gets activated in certain circumstances? It has a voice, it has a message, and we can truly have a transformational conversation with it. And as always in Envision, we invite the unconscious to connect to an image of this personality fragment that's currently challenging us so that we can disable its hold on us by offering it radical acceptance rather than fighting or denying it. So the premise of coaching with this question is that we have a wounded self that challenges our forward movement. And the objective is to disengage from its negativity while fully acknowledging its presence, its origins, and reclaiming our power from it and restoring our power of choice.